Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Progressive. Insurance isn't a one-size-fits-all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy, or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprise. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for your car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Would your mom text you, Jared?
I don't know.
It looks kind of serious.
Why are you up in his text?
It's on the screen.
It's on the big screen.
I'm being nosy.
Oh, she just texted me that I need to call her and update her with my life. I just haven't done that in a while.
Okay.
Hey, Jared, honey. So you're not a test tube baby.
But it does.
I delivered you myself. I was just too embarrassed to tell you.
It does sound serious. The preview is like, sorry, buddy. I just wanted to leave a message and say you needed to call. And then it like goes dot, dot, dot.
I love your mom calls you buddy. She really is gay.
Hey, bud.
You know what I mean? Like, my mom would never call me buddy.
Buddy, yeah.
I mean, Jared, I mean, that's joking.
Yeah, no. That's funny.
It's really like buddy. Like,
hey, buddy. Hey, pal.
Yeah, like if my mom said, like, just like, honey, sweetie.
It's the honey. That's the main one for me. It's honey.
My mom calls me her pumpkin bunny.
Okay, cute.
That's not actively, but like, you know.
Freaky.
Pumpkin bunny?
Pumpkin bunny.
That sounds pretty maternal.
My mom just sings me that song. You're my sugar plum honey bun. Umpy, umpy, umpkin.
Snookum, snookum, snookum,
gnaw. The apple of my eye.
Not speaking of apples, but speaking of tomatoes, on my drive here, I saw...
You got hit with a tomato. No. Boo!
Crazier. I saw a whole car.
Oh my God.
Going down like Laurel Canyon. Tomatoes everywhere. Someone is having a bad day.
That's a lot of tomatoes.
Yes. That is. Like... That person, like,
that's a truckload of tomatoes that fell out. That's not somebody's groceries.
Or did someone just like,
it could be a farmer's market, but it's not Sunday.
No, it's not Sunday, but I think it was maybe a pickup to like take to a restaurant. Like,
oh boy,
you gotta have tomatoes for the day.
They're like, sorry, the pizza have a no sauce.
All those fell, and then they must have been just like, I'm not picking that up. Like, if I dropped that many tomatoes, at least I would be out there going, oh my God. Gosh,
you know how long that would take to pick up every one of those tomatoes?
I mean,
it gets to a point where, like, if you're in a rush, if you need to be somewhere and it's going to hold you up that much, and imagine the excuse, I dropped a bunch of tomatoes and I had to pick them all up. The person you're on your way to is going to be like, just kind of, you're better off just leaving it.
I guess. And biodegradable, but you
and
know.
And also, yes, yeah, so they could, somebody could just grab it and then take it home, wash it, and
but
use
them,
it.
But them plastic crates aren't.
And yeah, pick up the crates. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, the birds are going to have a field day with these damn tomatoes. But like...
Where was this?
This was right when you turn off Santa Monica Boulevard in like La Cienega.
Oh boy.
Like, just so many tomatoes. You better flip that motherfucker.
Lord, if you real, you gonna flip this motherfucker.
It's kind of like the water container company that I told you about where they fucking dropped like... Two jars of
sparklets?
Yeah,
like,
sparklets, water, but it was like the glass jugs. They dropped it all in my driveway and just fucking left. And it gets to the point where I just feel like people are just like, they'll figure it out.
Not my problem.
Yeah.
What would be the one thing if you saw a delivery truck like tip over? It would be your flip that motherfucker over type thing.
Flip that motherfucker over. I think it'd like be
like Hi-Chews.
Hi-Chews.
I would love
that company that makes all those cookies.
Famous Amos?
No.
Little Debbie?
Like Oreos, Chips Ahoy. I think it's Post, right? Flip that motherfucker.
Flip it. I mean, that's kind of like in Zombieland where he gets a bunch of Twinkies. Oh, but it's just snowballs and he's pissed because they're not Twinkies.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't hate coconut. It's not the taste. It's the consistency.
Oh, it's Nabisco, not Post.
Okay, Nabisco.
Nabisco.
I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, God. They made some iconic brands. Look at all that. Except for Cliff.
Dude, you know what's a little underrated is the Oreo Cakester.
Is that like with like little Funfetti icing in the middle?
It's instead of a hard cookie, it's kind of like a little chocolate cake.
Ooh. Oh, that's dangerous, but I respect it.
Oh, they're, I mean, this is not an ad or anything, but they are doing this little promotion thing where they're picking the top fan favorites. And I bought the three that people are picking from. I bought all three. And it was
for Oreos.
Like Oreos. They made a flavor it's literally fried.
Ooh, kind of like fried. A little Texas State Fair kind of vibe.
Yeah, but that's the flavor. It's fried. Oh, those are the three I got. Deep fried chicken and waffles and banana pudding. Banana pudding?
Yes. Count me in for banana pudding. Chicken and waffles, I'll try, but I don't think I could do like two or three of those. Because if I'm tasting like meat.
Oh, you're gonna taste
like,
chicken it's gonna be flavor. Like, I'll put that on
artificial
a chip,
chicken like, flavor in a cookie. I'm all right.
You know those chips that are like made out of like egg whites? It has that like, it tastes like protein or it just tastes like.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the flavor that you're going to get in there. It's
okay,
like.
Okay, so you're going to do a big taste test? On chips. Be like a Remy video?
I'm trying to get every flavor that I can.
This is Zane's Nitos or his collector.
If I'm going to do like one video for Oreos, it's going to be this.
You know what I also want them to bring back? And I thought about it the other day. You know Ritz crackers? Remember you can get them like cheese or peanut butter?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember like in the mid 2000s, the s'mores flavored?
I've never.
Ritz s'mores.
Maybe.
Dude, they hit so good.
Oh my God.
Okay,
oh
it looks God, it looks Matt. A little familiar.
Bring them back.
Matt, oh my God.
Those were good. And they tasted like s'mores. And they were just little bite ones. Yep. Oh yeah.
Matt. Oh my God. These were out for maybe like what, a year?
I think so. They weren't out long enough. I'll say that. They weren't out long enough.
Not long enough. And what an incredible flavor. Bring it back.
Yeah. Cause I had a s'more this past weekend and I was like, you know what would be good? Cause I love s'mores, but it's such an activity. We don't get the s'mores taste like we used to. We had the Pop-Tart s'mores.
Yeah.
We had the Ritz s'mores. And I think the Pop-Tart s'mores are still around, but bring back s'more flavor.
Yeah. I fuck with that. And I like that it's like a Ritz as the graham cracker because you want like a little bit of salt in there too. Mm-hmm. A little salt and sweet action. Because I used to do that. There was a couple of times where I would take Ritz because I was like, ooh, that'd be a good idea. But like, or you know what? It was more Nutella. I'd eat it with Nutella, not marshmallow.
I never was on a Nutella kick, but like, I respect it.
Oh, dude, when you eat more than like a serving of Nutella, you break the you break out everywhere. Because it's
not where I thought he was going.
It's so loaded with fucking like oils and shit. It's so fatty. Dude, I would eat like half a jar of that shit and I would wake up with fucking 80 new pimples all
you
over
need,
my
like,
face.
Hero patches.
No, it's bad. So you can't eat a lot of that shit.
It's actually less calories for Nutella on toast than avocado on toast.
I've heard that.
Well, how much are we talking? Are we talking like a little sliver of
easy.
What?
He's passionate.
I know.
Oh.
Like a normal spread. Like a normal.
Are we forgetting why we say pussy? It's not because of the genitalia part. It's because it's a pussy cat.
Oh, right.
It's actually a different word.
A scaredy cat. What?
Or not abbreviated. It's actually a shortened version of...
go ahead.
Llamas?
It's a pussalamas.
Sounds like a type of hippo.
Delanimous.
Showing weak, timid, or contemptible lack of courage.
Pussy. So when I say pussy, it's P-U-S-I.
Yeah, it's just
right.
Shortened.
Yeah.
Pusillanimous.
Dude, stop being a pusillanimous.
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 Sure, I thought that was you.
Pusillanimous.
Oh, that was very
good.
Can I get
the definition, please? Is there a short word?
Pussy.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee. Just like... See, is the root of this word on the street?
Can you use it? Can you use it in a sentence? Suck this llama's boom boom dry,
dude. This whole segment is just beep 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 on YouTube.
All right, enough.
Enough.
Let's roll the intro.
Yeah, let's run it.
Disgusting.
Three
llama's talk, baby.
Do it proper. It's for good luck.
It's coffee talk, baby.
I think that's worse luck when you don't get it at the same time. Welcome back, and Lamb Squad.
Welcome back,
Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Jared.
And good morning.
Thanks for tuning in as always.
I've been crushed. I've been devastated, y'all. Yesterday, you know, when we're recording this right now, yesterday, Dolly Parton passed away.
I know.
This morning, Tim Curry passed away.
Crazy. Death comes in threes. Like, really? Do.
With Hayden?
Yeah. Like, and she's, because it happened just a week ago, that she's considered like
mourning her.
No, I understand that, but it's like in the time frame of the deaths, right? Like, what is there a certain time frame that the deaths need to be in order for it to be considered like, oh, death comes in threes?
I feel like, yeah, a week and a half.
I think a week.
If we were still talking about, like, and I feel like people are still talking about Hayden. It's like.
Yeah. Okay.
So devastating. Dolly Parton. Devastating. If you can tell by our lights today, we have a little tribute.
I didn't even realize that. That's really nice, Jared.
For the backwoods Barbie.
For the Dollywood.
It's such a, oh, man, I thought.
But you know, she was getting there though. Like it wasn't a shock, was but it's still 80, sad.
Though. Right. I feel like though she was working so much these past few years where I was like, take a rest.
Dude, stress is also a killer. If she's still working a lot.
Her husband also did just recently pass. So
yes, back in March.
Yep. That's a big thing too when your hubby goes.
They had such a sweet little partnership because he was never really in the spotlight. She did her show business. She's like, I knew he always knew I was coming home, and he was just always there for her, you know?
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Progressive. Insurance isn't a one-size-fits-all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy, or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for your car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
That's an incredible relationship. I think, you know, you see Hollywood like bring out the worst in couples and stuff, but they really had a magical relationship. Carl Thomas Dean for 59 years.
And she was just so warm too.
I know.
Like you knew she loved you.
And she did so much good with her money.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I know.
The Imagination Library, you know, giving out all the books from like age birth until you're five and paying for so many people's college and education or her employees as well for her entire business.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We'll miss her.
I mean, she's a national treasure. Like we should get a national holiday instead of Charlie Kirk Day.
I saw a video where I was like, you know what? Fuck Jolene. Fuck Jolene. Okay. I saw someone was like, Jolene, I'll see you in hell.
Yeah. Not the song, the person.
The person.
Because Jolene, she's like, please don't steal my man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Her beauty is beyond compare.
Yeah. Like they're saying, we hope that Jolene is like long gone now. Like if she's still alive, then we are in bad times.
You know, is Jolene still with us? Jolene's out there. I was Jolene.
Did she ever talk about who actually Jolene was?
I think it was someone her husband worked with that was like kind of inspired it. Yes. So Jolene is about a redheaded bank teller who flirted with her husband, Carl Dean, in the early years of their marriage.
Oh, what a bitch.
So yeah, she noticed her husband was visiting the bank often to talk to a pretty teller who had a crush on him. So she jokingly confronted him. and felt a brief spike of jealousy, which gave her the idea for the song's narrative.
Redheaded bank teller. I saw you talking to that redheaded bank teller. It's just such a...
Yeah.
So strong.
That auburn hair.
Oh, yeah.
Why does that sound almost like a slur? Like he, redhead,
I was thinking the same thing.
Just,
I didn't want to say
just
it.
Just the way like redheaded. Like
redheaded, yeah.
It just it does. Sounds, it sounds bad.
I could definitely see that being like offensive in like 5 years. For sure. Redheaded? You can't call her that.
What are y'all talking easy. About?
Oh, she's redheaded. It just sounds like...
Sounds, rather than ginger, bad. Like calling someone a ginger, I think is more... But like, it's just ruder than just saying, oh, they have red hair. No, like, oh, yeah, they're a ginger. Because now it's not an adjective.
I know,
it
but is, we're not saying it's actually too. Offensive. We're saying it sounds offensive.
Redheaded. So just say auburn hair. That's what she says.
Yeah, or it's like, you know why? Because it like sounds almost like redneck. And to me, redneck sounds so offensive. But it's not. But it's not. People say all the time. Yeah. Oh yeah, he's a redneck. Jesus,
Heath, don't you live like near Dolly Parton?
Dude, you're not gonna believe this. And this is she's like the second time this happened. Mariah just drove past her house to go see it. I think it was 2 days before she passed.
Oh,
this also happened in the past too with like another celebrity that passed away.
That happened to me with Richard Simmons. I went by his house a week before he died because I realized so he lived weird. Close.
Well, tell Mariah not to drive by my house.
I know everyone's putting out flowers and stuff and like, you know, in front of their gate. But you know what? I just have a question. Oh, is there another gate on that property?
Another saying, gate on like, what? On
everyone right now is putting all this stuff in front of Dolly Parton's gate. But I'm like, someone's got to get in and get out, like move the stuff.
Oh. I mean, I'm sure there is, but
you're right though. Someone's like, guys, thank you so much for the teddy bears, but like, we gotta.
That's so true though. It's just like, oh, I want to leave, but
yeah,
I,
just they're all out there. Hopefully there's another exit. She probably got a big ass property, yeah. but
also like if she lived there by her, she lived there by herself, right?
With she had many properties.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I bet she has many properties.
I'm curious. I don't know if that was her home that she spent all of her time in, or she had like a mountain property. She had
because it's probably vacant right now. They're not gonna worry about the house right now. So they're just gonna leave it for people to kind of show their love. And
they could make it a museum, but I don't feel like I don't know how significant her house is to the narrative of her life compared to like Graceland.
Would you want your house to be a museum after you go?
Well, I'd rather if I was worth that. I don't know. No, probably not. My childhood home. Well, not my childhood home, but maybe her Tennessee mountain home.
I'd want my family to have, like, I wouldn't want like a museum for people to just like fucking stomp through.
Go walk around and look at your stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I want my,
you got your underwear still on the floor.
Yeah.
I'd be a little pissed if I was the neighbors. Just like, oh God, now there's a whole damn business coming through here. I just want to pull up into my house. And now there is a damn museum as cool as it would be.
I know, but they're probably so sad. They're not even thinking about it because they probably loved her too. All her neighbors, you know, she took care of all her neighbors.
You know, yeah. She was bringing them baked family. Goods, like some cookies, yeah. Just Dolly coming by with some snacks.
It's either her or her assistants, but it was definitely coming from her heart.
She was cooking it though.
Cause she never had any kids of her own. So she just like gave like to her family and stuff. She like really cared for them.
Dolly, that's such a good name though. I feel like there hasn't been another, like, I wonder if but he's naming their daughter Dolly.
I'll tell you, there's going to be a huge spike. You could put money on how common now? Dolly is right now after her death. I bet a lot of people are probably going to be naming their kids Dolly. It's an old fashioned
Dolly Hijazi. Probably not with my last name. Probably not with my last name, but it needs to make sense.
It's like Dolores. Oh, is it short for
Dolores? Right?
No, her legal name is Dolly. But some people who go by Dolly are Dorothy or Dolores.
Are older names coming back? Are they like becoming a little popular again? But not like a Susan, right?
And not like a Patricia.
Like
Eleanor.
Eleanor? Oh, Eleanor.
Maribel. Like, I feel like those are kind of like old fashioned names.
I feel like those names have always been the thing in like the Midwest or like the.
I guess, but that's a kind of older. I don't think Susan's having a comeback.
Yeah. And Karen will never have a comeback.
Never. That's put to rest.
There's got to be some Karen kids, though. How? Right? Like, kids named Karen, and they're just like, oh, fuck. Their we really fucked up, honey.
Their parents must knock it online. Like, they do not get out much to not be aware of the zeitgeist that Karen is like.
It would be pretty tough on the kid, but I would 100% legally change the name. If I had a kid who was like 5 years old and she was a girl, and this was happening with the name Karen, I would change it, and I would just... It would probably be a little traumatic for my daughter, but like she'd appreciate it later in life. Yeah. And I really tried to change her name.
How hard is it to change your child's name? Like, what if you, what if one day Heath, you're like, I'm just not feeling Tony anymore?
It's very difficult.
Like, is there a fee or is it just
The process, Heath, or like the trying to get used to it?
One of my friends was saying something like, when they had their kid, they put a name down for like the birth certificate, like when he was born. And then once they left the hospital, I guess, cause like you're going through like different emotions, hormones, things like that. And like, you just like
aren't put thinking
out,
straight.
And then once they got out, they were like, what did we put? Why would we ever, I don't even like that name. And then they had to like go and submit to like try to change it. And they said it was like a crazy process.
Oh
yeah. Google's saying it's moderately difficult. Court paperwork, fees, notice to any non-petitioning parent.
They just said it was a lot that went into doing it. And they were just surprised.
Do you think it's so hard to do it because people try to abuse it because they committed a crime or they're trying to change their name, identity because of,
I think just
because people will be changing their names so often, you know what? Fuck it. I feel like, Robert today or something else.
They're just been granted their citizenship, their social security number. You are now officially in the system. And then if you especially change a child's name or identity, it can like affect, like maybe they're registered at their daycare, but legally there's something else. And there could be a huge mass confusion of like a child can get abducted, but then they like, I don't know. There's a whole mess about protecting a child's identity.
But why is changing your name later in life so embarrassing? Like imagine trying to like get everybody to like to say a different name and everyone's just like, no, Zane, we're not changing your name. It's like getting a nose job. It's like they can't see you differently.
It never sticks. Like every celebrity too that tries to go by like a different name.
Oh, there's some friends I like know that I've known them as their name, but then I hear like, oh, that's actually not their name. No, it's actually not even their real name. They just like
use their middle name.
They rebranded when they came to LA. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. Like they were probably known something differently in high school and in college. And then when they come to LA, you have to almost have like a new stage name if you're interested in getting into show business.
Got it.
So like a lot of celebrities Martin. So who is it? Emilio Estevez. That's his real name. But like Charlie Sheen, Martin Sheen. They're all Estevezes, but they go by Sheen. That's a bad example.
Why is that a bad example?
Because
they changed their name.
Because they're like a family unit. So celebrities who have like fake names.
I get if like actors or musicians like change their name because they want a better flow of a name. I get that.
Look, Jamie Foxx is Eric Marlon Bishop.
Sure.
So, I love his friends knew him growing up were like, not that, or Bruno Mars, Peter Gene Hernandez.
Heath, I feel like Heath Usara has a good celebrity name. My name would never work. I'd have to change it.
Zane Ajazi, it sounds good.
It doesn't flow, though.
If you were entering the scene right now, I would maybe say switch it up. But you're a household name now.
I'm saying if this doesn't, like, it didn't exist and I was trying to be an actor, I would have to change my name.
So what would your stage name
Zane
be?
Something, I don't know. I'd have to figure it out. The last name would have to be changed.
Miley Cyrus's real name is Destiny Hope.
That's a great name.
But they called her Smiley as a childhood nickname, which kind of morphed into Miley.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Oh my God, Destiny. Vin Diesel. That one just really threw me off. Mark Sinclair.
Wow. Oh God, that sounds like a character in like a murder mystery.
Do you think though, if you switched up your last name, you would still give like a little still homage to the...
to the last name?
I don't know.
I just... I know what my OnlyFans name would be.
Oh, God. Okay. Have you ever done the Wu-Tang name generator?
Oh, is that what Post Malone used?
What Childish Gambino used.
Oh.
His was the Wu-Tang name generator.
Got it.
Zane Ajazi, what is your Wu-Tang name?
Master Ninja.
Oh. That's kind of that's a bad Wu-Tang.
That's a bad one. But that's not the actual generator, right? You just went to like a...
This is the actual one.
Yeah, this is the real one.
Drunken Ambassador.
I'll take it.
That one's fun.
Heath is going to have a cool one.
Wicked Ninja.
Oh, both of y'all are ninja?
Okay. It's the H, Heath. I think our last names, our H is like forming this ninja.
Zane, I think it just means we need to be in a music group together.
Okay.
Something ninja related.
Jared is the madman.
The madman.
You're the complete opposite, though. You're the nice man.
Maybe, but I'm a Gemini, you know, so maybe that's my alter ego.
Ah.
The twin.
Can okay, you do Matthew? Twin. Can you do Matthew King?
Smiling menace.
I'll take that. That's gonna.
Oh, with the question mark too. Oh God. Ooh, how fun.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by Upwork. I think one of the biggest mistakes you can make in a business is assuming you have to be good at everything. And honestly, you don't. You just need to know who to call. And with Upwork, they connect you with highly skilled specialists across the areas your business needs, so you can stay focused on your strengths and bring in experts for the rest. And Upwork gives businesses fast access to skilled freelance talent across software, AI, marketing, designs, operations, and more. You can review profiles and past work, then hire exactly what you need without adding full-time headcount. With Business Plus, AI-powered shortlistings can surface top matches, including access to the top 1% of talent on Upwork, in under 6 hours. Contracts and payments stay in one place, and with more than 170,000 freelancers holding 5-star ratings, it's a fast, flexible way to find proven talent and get started for free. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Do y'all remember Chris Watts?
Yeah.
Chris Watts was the guy that like killed like his two daughters and his pregnant wife, Janine. And was it Janine? Why do I feel like I'm getting that name wrong?
Did you see he just won the lottery?
No, he did not.
What?
He's in jail. Chris Watts? No, well, what I was about to bring
I'm just, I'm just fucking bullshit.
Oh. He was actually like
in jail. Can you get lottery tickets in jail? Like, are you allowed to like win the lottery in jail?
Shanann was his wife's name, not Janine. But apparently he is getting like looking to get married in jail. Like, and then I'm like, who is that chick then? Who is like?
It's probably one of those chicks that fucking like serial killers, serial killers.
This is her.
Oh hell nah,
Lizzie Henderson. But everyone was like, maybe she has a plan. Hear her out. Like she goes in, it's just like, oh, hey, how are you doing?
I smell a dog coming.
Yeah, Lizzie, hopefully you have something planned.
Like, she wants to be the main character in a future show so bad. She's like, I'm going to kill this man.
I hope so. Jail. Can you imagine just telling her, like, her girlfriend's like, so Lizzie, who are you talking to?
I know.
She's like, well, you know, he's...
he looks much better in person. This is a picture of him. It's just like a news article.
Like, girl, is that Chris Watts? Listen, he's changed. I call him Christopher now.
No, he's... Like, no. If you talked to him like I did, you would know that he didn't do it or he didn't mean.
Oh gosh, yes,
he didn't mean to do that. And like,
Chris,
he wasn't
isn't like you. Listen, look at me.
And he told me that he would never do something like that to me and like my kids.
Girl, he killed.
So I think everyone deserves a second chance.
Lizzie, girl,
do you want to come meet him with me? I'm going to see him next week.
I really hope the judge or is it the warden or who or the warden.
Woo! They got a hair transplant doctor in prison. Lord have mercy. We got to fix that.
Do you think people should be able to get married if you're in prison?
No.
I mean,
I guess it depends what you did.
I guess it doesn't matter.
If you, like,
does it matter?
Well, it's like, why give them the privilege?
Oh, of the benefits of being in a,
I guess, or just America, the companionship.
Because I guess you save money.
I don't know.
In a way,
could be
when
getting
you're
like deals and stuff, and like
I just think it would lead to some sort of loopholes that would benefit them for them to like get money out, like or in.
Right,
or
she can just, like get a book deal just, and be the bridge in between.
Honestly,
and stuff.
Yes. Benefit her more because she can like use that again. You know, she could do whatever she
brand.
Wants. The wife of the Watt.
The wife of the Watt.
The Watt wife.
Say what?
Prison.
Oh, no. Say what?
Girl, what? Girl.
It's so stupid.
Wait, no. What's the big deal?
Oh, my God.
What's the big deal?
So what? I'm in love.
What's love got to do? Got to do.
Can you believe that Chris Watts has a girlfriend and not me? I think that's the biggest mystery.
Ooh.
This man was able to do what he did and still land a chick. Unbelievable. And Lizzie, what the fuck are you doing, baby girl? What are you doing?
It's gotta be so annoying when you're in jail and like you get letters, but like now you gotta like write them. you're like, we haven't like written like a full ass letter in a long time. Your hand would be sore. You'd be like,
Do you think that prisoners like sex talk to each other?
Of course.
I can't wait for you to come out of jail so I can.
Yes. Mm. Oh, so many. The smut that is in jail letters.
Prison smut is crazy.
That'd be a good like coffee table book. She's, like prison smut.
She's drawing her. They can't send pictures. She's drawing her titties.
Yeah.
I said, draw your hands where you're touching them. And then they have to send back the same paper of them like performing. Should I wear a condom or no condom? But he has to wait 2 weeks for it to get sent back to him.
Zane, you can write a movie.
Just the 2 week delay, I'm about to come.
Oh, but she blue balls him. She doesn't send a letter back.
That has to be someone's job at the jail. Like they just go through like.
And Zane, you're writing it, and then you run out of ink.
Oh no. Do they read it before it gets sent to them?
Yes,
they're all.
Yeah, they have to be read analyzed. Because they don't want to be like planning an escape mission or something.
I know, but for some reason I thought that this was under like the privacy type. And I know there's no privacy when you're in prison.
I believe it has. Yeah, it has to be monitored. If you're monitoring phone calls, you gotta monitor.
Yeah,
what's coming in and out.
Does it not piss you off every time you're watching a show and the prisoner is talking to like somebody else outside of the jail and they're talking to that phone thing? They're talking about crimes that they've done or like shit that they need to do in the moment that's like illegal, and it's all through the fucking phone call. And in the same scene, they're like, what? They're listening to us, but they still talk about it. Pisses me off. But they also do that in real life. Like that fucking girl that killed her two friends in the car crash. Talking about it on the phone. Hello? You are talking to a prison line.
I was going to say, I wonder if maybe it's like, you know, like reality TV, like you kind of forget the cameras are there and they're just like, you're not going to believe that. Like,
yeah,
girl, I'm going to write a book.
Maybe they archive everything, but they don't actively listen to every single one unless like
something bad
happens. I don't know.
You kidding me? I fucking would.
It's just someone's job. Like, you said this. I heard that. They're just running around the jail, getting involved.
Dude, if I'm sitting there at a desk and I really have nothing to do all day, I'm like, you know what? Instead of listening to this crime podcast, I'm going to listen to these inmates talk to each other. I feel like it's just as interesting as a podcast.
They'd be doing his nails, like
putting my cuticle oil on. You're like, ooh, you forget that it's a real phone call, not a podcast. Ooh, it's getting good. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Guard. God. Inmate number 37, Niza.
See, I would watch that show. Yeah. Just like these ladies that are just listening going,
yeah.
Yes. For this.
Oh, I want to see a whole show about them.
I just saw this TikTok. It was this guy who was in prison, I guess, for like a decent amount of time. And he was just like, this is weird to say, but like sometimes like I miss prison. And yeah, then a lot of people in the comments were like saying the same thing. And it was like a common. Yeah.
You have a routine. You're getting fed every day. Like it's you're not like tossed out into the wild of life. Like figure it out. Yeah. Like there's.
You also get so used to it too. You know everybody in the prison. Like you're good with all the guards.
You're not worrying about bills.
You're also a good inmate. Like you're not misbehaving. So you don't get like treated better. You just don't get treated as bad.
Yeah, you don't got to worry about rent.
You don't have to worry about having
social interactions with people that you're around with all the time. Yeah. I mean, not the best personalities.
Look,
but
look at us encouraging people to commit crime to go to prison. They'll take care of you on there. Just make sure you behave.
I wonder if anyone's listened to this podcast in prison. If you can't.
Wait, so what's the rule with phones and shit? Like, I thought you don't get access to that shit in prison, but then I see people making TikToks from prison. So what's the...
There's a lot of different prisons out there.
Oh, that allow that.
Well, there's really tight prisons. There's loose prisons. Like,
no, even a loose prison. I'm saying like, but it's always illegal to have a phone in prison.
It is contraband.
Damn, they do listen to podcasts. Imagine them sitting around like, yo, boys, unfiltered episode just dropped. Here we go.
It's comedy talk, baby.
All of them are living their jumpsuits.
They're all cheering.
You know what? I think they should be allowed to listen to podcasts. I think it's better than listening to nothing in prison. You know what I mean? Or just like educational podcasts or something. I don't know.
Be educational?
It'd be very educational. Yeah. Some audiobooks, something. Like, I mean, if I was in jail, I'd be in the library all day. That's the only thing I can do is just read.
And if they see you in the library all day, they'll see you as like a good.
Yeah.
I'd probably be the tattoo artist.
Little stick and pokes.
Yeah.
How do you do a stick and poke tattoo? Is it like sterilize a needle and then you just have ink?
Oh,
in
honey,
your...
they don't sterilize.
There's no alcohol.
They take like ash, like the black charred ash from like burning something.
Okay.
And then they collect the soot from
it. It's ash and soot. It's not even ink. Oh God.
I feel like a lot of people don't get sick in prison, right?
Oh,
because they don't have a lot of contact to the outside world.
I don't know. People get sick.
Guard, I have a runny nose.
Oh my God. The book I'm reading, The Stand by Stephen King. It's about like the apocalypse and like 1% of the population lives. But there's like a guy who's in jail and like all the inmates are dying and he's stuck in his cell alive while the apocalypse is happening.
Oh my God. That sounds terrible. That's
crazy. Yeah. And he's just like losing his like mind, like figuring out how he's going to get out of there.
This is a book you're
reading? He's like eating rats. Like he's one character in the book. It's all these different people as the apocalypse happen and like all their stories.
Oh, they're going to make a movie out of it.
They have, it's the book I think is way too dense to make it a movie. And they've made it like a lousy show in the 90s.
I mean, dude, I thought Harry Potter was too dense, but they made a whole series out of it.
It's so well written.
Did you watch The Last House?
No, I didn't. I heard it was
The Last House.
Yeah, it's like that new.
People can't leave their homes.
They can't. Oh yeah, the trailer looked really bad. I didn't even want to attempt to watch that one.
I heard a lot of people were like recommending it, so I was like, all right, whatever. I put it on late at night.
What's the Rotten Tomatoes? Oh, 22%.
You're watching it and you're just like, what is this? And then it ends and you're like, what was that?
They have to know halfway through that this is going to be a bad movie, right?
But it was halfway like one of those things filming. You're watching where you're like, okay, this is bad, but I'm kind of into it. Like, I'll just go along. You're like, all right.
Yeah, the premise looks interesting. I was debating popping it on because like I was like, okay, but I want to see what happens.
I'm curious your thoughts, Matt. I would love to hear
it on.
Was the ending kind of like Cabin in the Woods where you're just like, huh?
No, Cabin in the Woods is good.
That was...
The J. Shyamalan
movie? No, you're thinking of Cabin in the Woods is this one.
Oh, no, this
that
is good.
One's,
sorry.
That one's really
this
good.
Is, wait, I want to rewatch
the people
this again.
In the, The Knock at the Cabin.
The Knock at the Cabin.
I didn't even watch that because I heard it was...
Dude, you got to the end, you're like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Because the trailer looked really interesting. You're like, oh, man, this seems different. And was it different?
Yeah.
Six, seven. I think it needs to... be down at least 30%. What's that movie that Anna Faris, Anna Hathaway is in? That's called that has that word house in it.
Are you talking about The End of Oak Street?
Is that with Anne Hathaway in it?
Oh, the new the dinosaur one.
She's in the dinosaur one.
Yeah, the End of
Oak
Street.
Do you think that looks good?
I mean, people say it's like decent.
It's like very Jurassic Park.
86%. Yeah.
Do you think
yeah.
Steven Spielberg is kind of like? Look at them trying.
Well, I think he probably likes that dinosaurs are getting revived because I think the Jurassic World movies all kind of like went a little wonky.
It's like, you know what? It's a mixture of This Is the End and Jurassic Park, if you think about
it.
Because it's pretty much just smoke everywhere and they're all too scared to leave their house. Right? That's This Is the End, right? With Seth Rogen?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And Rihanna?
She is in that.
Yeah, she like sings at the party.
That was really stacked. That fucking
oh,
cast.
And like Emma Watson's in it.
You could tell they had so much fun filming that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like Michael Cera gets like impaled by like
the pole.
Yeah, yeah. Just has like the worst death.
Yeah.
But one thing I thought was interesting though, you know, it's like the first day of school, or like it just happened, mm-hmm. and like all the parents like posting pictures, you know, of their kids with like those little signs that like are like, my name's Kinsley. This is I'm age six.
Oh, I haven't seen any.
My favorite food is this. Like you've never seen like parents posting like their kids out on the front porch with like their
with their sign. No,
these like little signs. You've never seen this. Oh,
this is millennial core. Oh boy.
But some police people have been just like, hey, that's kind of not a smart idea to like put your kids. Like you're giving their full name, you're giving their age, weight, or like their favorite things. It's like you're kind of giving away information that could get your kid very easily targeted.
It's just not needed.
Yeah.
Don't need to do it.
It's just not. Yeah. It's not needed. And I've never thought twice about this. I've always been like, oh, that's kind of cute. But then when like these police people point out, hey, it's kind of not a good idea to like put a picture of your child in all their important information as like a cute tradition to do.
And the fact that the police is even doing it is kind of crazy too. Like you would think that they would understand. Oh, maybe not a good idea.
So I don't know. I just thought that was like interesting and kind of like a warning to people. I'm not shaming doing
it. No, this is their first day of school.
Hold on. What are you talking about?
The cop is showing the one on the left is bad. It's got too much information. The one on the right is good. It's just name and birthday.
Yes.
if you're going to do it.
I was not looking at context clues. I didn't see the thumb down. I just thought, this cop's first day as a police officer and was putting their information as a trend.
Zane,
Before that, I thought this cop was posting this of their kids' information. I was like, oh, that's not a good idea. Until I read it.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's so funny. Oh, this cop has their first day of school.
It's because Jared zoomed it in. I didn't see any of the context clues, and I couldn't see the thumbs down.
Celebrate the milestone, but don't put that many details. I thought that was like very interesting because I see a lot of parents do this. Yes. You know me, I'm on Facebook all the time.
You are on Facebook a lot.
I know. I'd love it.
Any tea from your distant cousins?
The moms in the AI music is a problem. Yo, it is a problem.
Is it like the religious music?
I'm taking care of me because I deserve to treat myself after all the hard work.
With a meme attached to it?
Or it's like just, you know, moms doing like their little mirror pics or their selfies and stuff. But the amount of all of them playing AI music, I think... Meta is boosting out AI songs to the boomer generation.
Yeah, because they have no idea.
They have no idea. And they're like, oh, where has this song been?
Oh, yeah. And they're using like a montage of selfies of themselves. And it's like, it's still, but it's like glitter blasting.
Like, and I don't even know how they do that. The stuff boomers do with their editing, I couldn't even do. Like, I don't even know how to get there.
Yeah, like, what is that app? I've never seen it.
What program are we using?
Yeah. And even like the fan edits, those crazy fan edits on TikTok, I'm like, app is that? Like, what are they using? I know it's not CapCut. And if they are using CapCut, they're talented.
Zane, what was the thing you sent about Instagram?
There was an article where Instagram is going to try doing like long form videos on their platform.
Okay. Like how long?
As long as you want. They're trying to be a YouTube, like just long form content for creators.
Okay.
But it's like, why just don't keep YouTube for that? YouTube is a great platform for creators.
They don't own YouTube.
When you're on Instagram, I want to see short form content. That's the whole point of it. You don't want to see anything too long.
I agree.
And that's why they have the whole like minute 30. It's because nobody really wants to watch a video that's longer than a minute 30 on
TikTok,
Instagram.
Someone is like, here's the entire B movie. Or someone uploaded Spy Kids, the whole fucking hour and 30 minutes.
I'll watch it. I'll kind of skim it
and stuff. But I mean, if you want to ask why, I don't think it's like that great of an idea. I'm right there with you. It's the eyeballs business. If they can get more people to spend more time on the app, it makes shareholders happy and they're continuing to expand.
I'm just scared for them because like that, look what Vine did. They made it a long form thing and then that's what killed the app. You know?
But didn't it say something too about like it having movies and stuff? Like they want to...
It could.
They want creators to put their like short form films up there. If they want to make a movie, they put it up there instead of like a Vimeo or YouTube or, you know,
you know what? I don't mind that. Cause I think for like, short film.
I don't want it on my feed. If it's on your page and you promote it and I click to go to that short form content or the long form content. Sure. But if I'm scrolling through and I'm scrolling through a picture, then a reel and then a movie, I'm done.
It'd be cool if there was just a tab for just, you know, horizontal stuff that if you want to see that.
Remember like IGTV where you had to like go and click to the side for that? I hope maybe that's what they do where like it's not directly pushed in front of our faces.
And I think though, if you're a person that likes to consume more long form content, that's what they're going to suggest to you. If you're a person that likes short form, they're going to suggest that to you. Cause if they start putting long form and you're not paying attention to it, then they're going to be like, okay, you're not interested in this. I think the algorithm is getting a little bit smarter about what you really like.
Yeah. And then you got to spin the phone because you don't want to watch that shit.
Mm-mm. Then you got to like turn off your auto turn. Do you guys have that already locked?
No, I know. I do not have my auto turn locked.
I always have it locked. Because when I'm in bed and I'm like laying down to the side, it always flips. So I'm like, lock it.
You see, I never watch it to the side like that. So I'd never have to worry about that. If I'm on my phone, I'm like this or I'm like this.
Like this?
On your side is crazy.
How is that crazy? That's comfy.
It's just comfy.
But I guess like I'm just so used to like propping it up a little bit where it's never turning.
Okay.
Where I don't need to worry about it. But also most apps that you're on, you don't even need to really turn. Like Instagram doesn't turn it.
Sometimes, but like I like to play a little YouTube video for like ambiance and stuff. And like that, it automatically sometimes like it's turned. I'm like, I don't need it to do that. Just keep it
small. Yeah. Because it also makes it clear quality too. It makes it feel like you're watching 4K.
Yes.
When it's really like 720p.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're making an app specifically for like smart TVs.
An app for smart TVs?
You can download it and watch Instagram, these long form videos on your TV. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, it's like Apple YouTube. TV, but for Instagram.
Exactly.
Yeah, or like YouTube, but for your TV, or but Meta for your TV.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
the guy he did that whole like green screen, his face was over the article and he was like talking about it. That's not what he was saying. I also didn't look into it and I didn't read the article either.
It's okay.
All right, guys, quick break for our sponsor, Mountain Dew Baja Blast, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And in honor of the best soda in the world, Mountain Dew Baja Blast,
we're going to take you on a blast from our past.
Oh, yeah, baby. I love that. Very good, Heath.
Oh, a can wasn't enough for me, baby. We had to step up to a bottle.
You guys get it? Mountain Dew Baja Blast from our past? I don't know. We are creative geniuses.
Ooh.
We had Jared go through the archives of all of our pictures from our past that you cannot find anymore because they're archived for a reason. And Jared is going to now present different photos and we're just going to go through them because why not? We love being nostalgic on this show and that's why we're doing it. It's our rules. It's our show.
This is your space. This is your area.
Get with it.
You guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready, baby.
I'm ready, Jared Bear.
Here's the first one.
Oh!
Wow!
Jared! You were kind of eating here.
That's crazy. This picture is iconic because this was Heath and I's first VidCon or Playlist. It was one of like the internet meet and greet type conventions. It was our first one. It was a big deal for us. And this is when we were only doing Vine. So that's why we were in our little Vine hoodies because people needed to fucking know that we were the top Viners in the game, baby.
You could tell you thought you were the shit because look at the way you were holding the phone, taking a picture.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Look how small that phone was too. It's crazy. These phones were fucking small.
Small?
Yeah, it's like,
that's small. This is average.
Wait, why are we kind of giving Illuminati? look at my hoodie.
Yeah, that hoodie is crazy.
All right, you guys ready for the second one?
Oh, I remember this. We were in our horror.
Actually, you know what, Heath? I think I was the one that pushed it on. Like, I was constantly trying to find horror stuff for us.
What was this for? It was like Green Inferno or something?
Yes, it was to promote the Green Inferno movie, which is still a cult classic today. I always see it come back around and people like loving it.
What's crazy is that was my real hair. That was mullet.
Heath, you didn't even do much. You just like went into the bathroom and just kind of like...
Just put a little bit of blood on my shirt.
Brother, I did a terrible job acting in this. Oh my God.
All right, next one.
Mm-hmm.
Icons. The fact that we put this up with no promo. By the way, guys, to put this billboard up was $8,000.
Are you serious?
$8,000.
Money. He got money.
For a whole month.
Yeah, you want to talk about Illuminati.
Yeah. Got people talking. That's PR.
It's just crazy how different everyone looks.
So different.
Like Heath, this haircut.
Stop.
The fuck's going on?
Like, why do you? It's crazy. We look older.
Look at Matt. Matt looks
oh
like.
Oh my God. He looks like a little chicken.
Chicken Little.
Little Chicken Little.
Last one.
Fuck. Yes.
Zane, my nipples. Yo, who I lived so many lives.
Really
was
did.
I?
And Heath, I loved everyone.
I've loved really you did. In every lifetime.
Wow. Heath,
that was after we won so much money in Vegas and we were celebrating. Mm-hmm. Look how happy we were. We were our worst. We were at our bottom and we were so
rock
happy.
Bottom never looked so good.
Never looked so good. Just truly just enjoying life without having to think about our insecurities. How beautiful. I'm crying.
That's the blast from the past.
Jared, this was awesome.
I'm glad they were this obscure because half of these I don't even remember.
All of your different lifetimes.
Dude, I just got like just dry mouth from just of shock and in awe from watching all this that I just need to finish this
now. Wash it down, baby.
I need to wash this shit down with my Zero Sugar Mountain Dew Baja Blast. And guys, go to the store, get you a box. They got all different types of flavors when it comes to the Baja Blast. Heath and I, we fuck with the Zero Sugar, and that's that.
And if you're not sure what store sells it near you, you could just go to MountainDew.com to check it out.
Again, thank you, Mountain Dew Baja Blast, for sponsoring this episode. We love you so much, and thank you for this.
And thank you for all the memories.
Heath, question.
Yeah.
Now that you have a child and you're, you know, filming life and them with them, are you filming horizontal or vertical? Like, I always think about like some families, you know, especially in this generation of like filming vertical has become like more the norm than horizontal. All their childhood memories are like horizontal or vertical. Wait,
we do both.
Okay.
So we have like a little dad, like little handy cam.
Love that. Love that.
Just one of those like old school camcorders with the zoom.
Like a proper home video.
Yeah. So we do that for like home videos, but just like cute little things throughout the day. We'll just use.
Okay.
Like our phones, and I'll use like one of my other little cameras and take pictures and stuff like that. But
yeah, I think it's really important to get both versions.
Yeah.
Especially now, because you never know in the, like later in the future if like horizontal is going to come back.
What if
big.
What if TV changes to vertical?
No. Never.
I think like imagine like people with TVs mounted on their wall vertically.
Fuck. I feel like there's going to be like this huge AI feature where all your old memories, they'll like AI the background and expand it. Though some stuff's going to be looking weird and completely off and giving you pieces of furniture. But if it maybe knows truly how your house looked, it just gives it to you the full expanse of what the moment was.
Oh, and those home videos, they'll be able to make it 4K crystal clear like you just filmed it on your phone.
Let's just meet in the middle and go square. Just like old,
square, yeah, old school classic. TVs.
Like, okay, Vine, let's bring it back.
You know what I'm such a sucker for? When like people upload like, it's like a montage of a movie, but they've used like AI to like make it wider. Like, so like the real scene's really small, but it looks just like really far away and like really beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Oh, someone did like Cheaper by the Dozen the other day. I'm like, oh, this looks gorgeous.
Well, you send me that. I know what you're talking about.
I guess it's like kind of hard. Oh yeah. If movies were filmed vertically, they're just like this is Mean Girls, but it's like from far away. It just looks like really pretty.
Oh, well, that's how you're going to get your vertical movies.
Yeah.
Just like this.
I wouldn't mind it. There's some stuff like I wouldn't mind watching
that's
it like vertical. The shots just look
terrible, really
just gentle and like stunning.
It is easy on the eye.
Yeah.
Like I could watch a full movie like this.
But they're always like stationary shots. It's usually not someone like moving.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, those are pretty.
It looks so weird. It looks different.
Such a sucker for it because they always have like beautiful music like playing behind it too.
Oh, did you see the fighter pilot that crashed?
No.
Dude, this is crazy. He was like a F-18 fighter pilot that was doing like test flights and apparently ejected and ended up like crash landing from the ejection, like through a bunch of trees, got all cut up and everything. And these cops find him walking away from like this crash site. And just this interaction of how calm he is, God. Bad on the cops for not being like a little bit more. Hey, your adrenaline's through the roof right now. You just crashed a fighter jet.
Yeah, you're in shock.
Like, sit down. What? Like, the guy's talking to him like so casually. It's, dude, you have to watch this video.
Maybe, Heath, maybe they weren't like fully aware what was going on. Cause again, this could be a crazy guy that just did something bad and didn't actually crash a fighter jet. Like, you don't know if the cops like knew that or not, right?
They were specifically for this guy.
I think they would know in like area.
Oh, okay. Oh, if they knew then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was like
again, he's like a fighter jet, a fighter pilot. So like, you know, he's probably trained falling
in parachute stuff. But also, honestly, I feel like that has to still be so traumatic where you're like in shock and just being like, oh, I'm fine. I would definitely be a little shook up.
So he ejected into the trees? Yeah. Oh, okay.
See, this guy's just having his hands behind his back. I'd be like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
How are this is crazy. You just crashed over there. These guys are like, man, that is just, that's like, you don't see that every day.
I'm surprised he didn't eject himself like sooner. Like to the trees is pretty close call.
He ejected himself. But then as you're coming through landing from ejecting.
Oh, I thought he ejected himself into the trees. Like he was almost about to hit the ground and went bam, and fucking shot to the trees.
No. As he was coming down, like with the
parachute, okay.
Like,
because that looked like a full open, like,
oh yeah,
wound
he could have
right
bled
there.
Out. Completely.
That's why I thought he ejected into the trees. Well, I mean, look, good for him. He fucking made it out.
It's a badass, man.
It is a badass,
bro. But him being that calm, just walking away, like,
if I had to eject though, I'd be like, I'm so sorry, I crashed the plane.
Oh, I know. I feel so bad.
I mean, that's like millions of dollars.
Because you don't know if anybody got
hurt. Dollars.
Yeah, just like, I'm so sorry. I would be worried that like it caused like a forest fire too. Like, yeah, honestly, I'd be like, I'm so sorry, guys.
I'd be mostly worried that I didn't crash into a house or something.
I know.
Can you imagine?
God.
What happens in that moment? Like what happens?
A fighter jet?
No, like, okay. Like a fighter jet had to eject himself because it was going down and they crashed into a house and a family dies. Like
there has to be a big investigation.
Their training areas are in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's a big government paycheck for the family, though.
100%.
For not the family, but for the Ken.
But I just thought that was wild. I feel like they also don't crash often.
So yeah, it must have been like something truly mechanical where like he had to eject.
Yeah.
But then how
did imagine what that would feel like being shot out?
How do they train for that? Because if they get ejected, do they have like another co-pilot? Like you're training today to practice deploying outside of a jet. But how, what do they do with that jet that
that's
they're training
true.
In?
How do they train
I
for that?
I bet they have like, because usually there's always like a co-pilot. And then that person maybe out swish around and land it.
Damn, but even then, like with a co-pilot, ejecting, like having to deal with that is kind of scary like, too.
Yeah.
That thing like pops right open, right? Or does it just open? Or does it
the
pop
canopy?
Off? The top. It,
the whole
canopy.
Thing just.
It pops off. Okay. Look at that. That's fucking insane. Can you imagine?
Do they stay in their chair or does the chair detach?
They
after
stay
that.
In the chair. And apparently there's a thing called like seat slap. So if your legs aren't flat on the seat, as it shoots up, it's so like so much force that people, if your like legs aren't flat, it will slap the bottom of your legs and people die from the damage
oh
that it
my.
Does from it hitting Jeez. The bottom of you.
Oh, that reminds me. My car got recalled for like an airbag thing.
Who?
My Defender. It's just like, yeah, it was like a recall where like, but apparently the service takes less than 20 or 30 minutes. They just have to replace some spring.
That's crazy. Does that mean that your airbag since you've bought it has been like in a.
It means that they have maybe gotten reports that Defenders that were made 6 years ago
yeah.
are having issues and the spring is like degrading.
Damn.
When they do maintenance checks on yeah. cars as they get older, and then that's what makes them do a
yeah,
recall.
No, it's crazy that like it could take so long to see a pattern.
Right.
Of like, oh, okay, maybe now it's time to really check up on every car.
But yeah, it's the clock spring connector. That's what it. I need to go in and get it scheduled.
God, I Did hope. It? I mean, knock on. I pray that I'm never in a accident where an airbag fucking
I never
deploys.
Experienced an airbag going
oh,
off.
Like, dude, that just you know that shit fucking hurts.
Heard it can like. The one, if you have like your hands on your wheel and the airbag goes off and like your hands can hit the roof and like break your wrists, I've heard too.
Oh.
Or like it can, your hand could go into your head and hit
so
you.
So what's like the best way? I mean, I know sometimes, a lot, most time you don't like see it coming, but like.
Actually, I thought they say don't put 10 and 2 anymore. It's more like.
I heard it's 12 and 6.
What's the correct, yeah, hand positioning when you're driving? 9 and 3 is the recommended.
Danielle,
it used to be 10 and 2, but now it's 9 and 3.
That's how Danielle drives. Go to the
top one.
The top one. literally Danielle and her
both
seats
on top.
Her like, seats up to the fucking wheel.
Like
every
Mario
time I see
Kart.
Her drive, I'm like, oh, if a car hits her in any way, she's going to fucking die.
Yeah.
Like I just don't know why. It's the old people too. They I don't know why they.
Are you guys really driving with both hands on the wheel like that?
I drive like this.
I usually am.
Cool guy.
Like cool guy. I put my seat real low.
All the way back.
Vin I put Diesel. One hand on like one.
Mark Sinclair.
Five.
But like,
yeah.
I mean, my biggest drive I make is going up and down Laurel Canyon. And when I'm going down that, I like want to have both hands on the wheel because it is so windy and you just need to be like,
yeah.
I think in full control. Yeah. Even though like you have memorized, it's just, I don't know, there's too many variables at play. But
when it comes to car accidents, I feel like there's so little what I see, there's so little here because there's so much traffic always where it's like, almost impossible to get into yeah. a fucking accident.
I'd knock
it's kind of like,
wood.
I know.
I usually just do the left hand on top, but switching and trying to do right-handed feels so wrong. Like next time you go, like when you drive home, drive with your right hand and do your turns like you normally do. It just feels off.
Oh, interesting.
Have you guys tried like the new like Tesla wheel or like
the Plaid or like the one that looks
like a
spaceship?
Square. Yeah. Have you tried like any wheel like that yet?
No,
see
I
how
have
that
not.
Drives?
I hate it.
I hate it too. Why? But like, I'm surprised they wouldn't have. Why not the top?
Right. I feel like you need to like if you were fully turning, you want to be able to grab it as it's coming up. There feels like
the
there's
top.
A dead space.
It's very got strange. More. It's got more like.
Power,
turn
like turn
to,
power?
Turn to the wheel. So if you were to do this, a full cross, that's a full turn. There is no this for it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Progressive.
Insurance isn't a one-size-fits-all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy, or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for your car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
The movement of the wheel is more for the minor of your...
Can you imagine, because it takes now only a small turn to do that, imagine turning when you're at a certain speed. Fucking roly-poly-oly down the fucking 103.
Have you ever driven a car that has power steering? Or does what we have now is power steering?
We have power steering.
But back in the day, they didn't. So like that, like the 50s and stuff, they would have to like turn the wheel a lot to get it to turn.
My Mustang didn't have it. You'd fucking cranking.
I also heard that the Grenadiers, like, there's something really difficult about like turning with it. Like you can't, to make a full circle is like really...
Give me a boat knob. That's what I want.
Give me a fucking boat knob. Growing up, I had a friend. Her dad was like disabled. Like he was missing some digits and stuff on his hands. But he had a knob to help him drive because he only had like his pinky and his thumb.
Yeah.
And I was so jealous of it. I was like, fuck, I got to get one of those.
My parents' good friend has like her forearm down, like missing. And she would drive us around when we were kids. And she was just like, it was no problem. She was born without this part. But as a kid, I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
It was kind of like good being around as a kid because like, I don't know. It was like less jarring to see someone who has like a missing limb because I was used to being around this lady from a young age driving and felt fully safe with.
It's crazy thinking about people that were born like that. Like that's all they know. So even if you gave the, like, imagine they magically just grew a hand, they would just wouldn't even know what to do with it. It'd just be like, no, I've been so used to my like, having no hand on one arm where I like kind of want it back.
I'm blown away by people who have like no limbs at all, like no legs or no arms. And they're just like doing their makeup, going about their day. Why am I complaining about anything?
And they're the happiest.
Yes. Tenacious, willing to take on anything because like everything seems possible because they've made it possible for themselves.
Exactly.
Like,
they made no excuses.
No. Incredible.
So inspiring as fuck.
Sometimes though, when I do see someone with like a missing finger, I always want to go, why?
Oh, like what happened?
I was in Tahoe at a casino. We had a dealer and like just missing like, you know, the second half of their finger.
Especially in Vegas, you think they got
because
like,
you're looking at the handle the whole time. And once again, all respect to them.
You went straight to mob.
I heard casino, Vegas.
It could have been a saw. It could have been a sewing machine. It could have been something when they were younger. But I'm just like, but you're not going to ask because it's so inappropriate.
Or a hyena. A guy literally, when we went to South Africa, the first stop we made, the guy that was taking care of us just lost his whole finger to a hyena like 2 weeks before.
Whoa.
And he was so fine with it. It was insane. He was like, yeah, it happens. I'm like,
did y'all ask? Or was he like, the hyena bit my finger?
Well, when we were like, when you saw it, you didn't notice that a whole finger was missing. It just almost looked like it was
he was just tucking it in.
Like it was like this, like he had a cast on or something.
Oh.
But when he brought it up, we're like, oh my God, we didn't even notice that it was a fucking finger missing. And it was just crazy how like, okay, he was with it.
Like, and then right after that, he was like, all right, come pet this cheetah.
Yeah.
He
was saying that he was putting his finger in a hyena's mouth. And we're like, oh, well, that was really dumb. He's like, yeah, I know it definitely was. And I definitely realized it as I was doing it, but.
Live to tell the tale.
Live to tell. Now he's like, now I have a story. Could have been
worse. My camp counselor as a kid, he'd be like, hey folks, and he'd pan his hands up and he had like, you know, a missing fingertip. Mm-hmm. And we would always just be like, I mean, I was something like 5 or 6, but I would stare at that hand all day. Just like, wow, is it?
My stepdad, Rob, he lost his whole like section of his finger.
Like the tip nub.
The full tip of the numb because when he was younger, he put his finger through a, you know, those like bikes, those like bikes with the bands.
Oh yeah.
He like lost it like bike. That.
Oh,
what a wild like way to lose your, the tip of your
like one of those stationary like, bikes that.
It was something.
Oh my
It was something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's making me. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I always want to know, you know those fans that you see in movies from like the 50s that are like metal blades?
Yes, but it's a straight up like boat propeller.
Oh. Right, but in the gaps in the vent are so big where I'm like, how is no one going up and sticking their finger? Why were our fans like we had a full... Yes,
vintage fans.
I see those all the time like in movies and stuff and I'm like, those don't seem like the best design for a little fucking metal propeller.
But I bet you those kept you fucking cool.
Oh, you'd be like...
It could kill you,
but it keep you cool. Woo! Some guy's like, ooh.
Oh my God. Speaking of, bro, I just saw this video where the cops come in. It was off a body cam. The cops come in to arrest this dude, and this dude just gets naked and he starts helicoptering his.
No.
What?
Come over here and touch his weapon.
Okay, that's cool. I ain't got to touch it.
They're in his living room. Oh, and now he's dropping his drawers.
At the end of the day? I'm in my house.
I'm in my house.
Just go to that hospital.
Chill,
dog.
Oh, my God.
The cops are like, you chill,
hear it.
Bro.
You hear it.
He's just like doing the helicopter swoop.
I want to hear the chill.
The
you in my house. Yeah, what?
He still got that Christmas tree up.
What's the law with that? I don't think that holds up in court, right? He's like, I'm in my house, so what? It's like, I don't think that holds up in court because the cops were in there.
You know what?
Right?
I think if you're in your home, you can do whatever you want.
It would probably be some sort of like resisting arrest. Like you're doing that
yes,
as a
delay.
Way to, yeah.
Resisting arrest. They're trying to handcuff his dick. They're like, stop resisting. Stop resisting.
Ugh, the shit you have to see as a police officer.
Bro started to, and I love how they put Spider-Man as the cover for this video. It was just like a, we need an album cover. It was just Spider-Man.
What are you talking about?
The cover for this video.
Oh,
before
the thumbnail.
You, the thumbnail.
Is oh, I thought album cover. I was like,
sorry. I always say album cover. I don't know why.
Why is it called a thumbnail?
Yeah.
It is kind of just, I always think a very strange phrase for what
we're
it
about
is.
To get an answer.
So a thumbnail, because it's a tiny miniature picture that represents a much larger video, traditionally comparing in size to a human fingernail. Okay.
I don't like that. I love the name thumbnail. It's like we're so used to it, but I don't like the backstory. It's not fun.
Artists and publishers use the word thumbnail to describe a tiny rough sketch or drawing the size of a thumb.
Okay. Before the digital age.
They could beat it.
Yeah, they could beat it. But think about it, when you're on your phone and the size of the thumbnails are like,
it is
not my thumb, but like a normal thumb. Because
I feel like we talked about this in the past, but I do think it's interesting. Certain symbols that are no longer really in use, we still use. So like a floppy disk is a save icon, but no one's using floppy disks.
That.
Or like a phone, sometimes it's like, it looks like it's like a rotary phone, but that's not what
we don't use
it's
that.
Not a phone. Like even call is a shape of a phone. Yeah,
but how boring would it be if on your iPhone, the call button was an iPhone or like a cell phone?
It would just be
like,
confusing.
Yeah,
it'd be like, confusing. So I just think, or calculator, like... I guess the calculator.
What is the calculator? Oh, it's just like
it's a calculator.
Addition. Yeah, it's addition, multiple, like it's different signs, like subtraction, addition.
There's a camera, Matt. I feel like you should just get, just because you like this type of stuff. It uses a floppy disk as the memory storage.
Is it an old digital camera?
Yeah, it's really old.
Yeah.
It was like before SD cards, and it was like.
My uncle had this.
No way.
Yes, and I used this in middle school. We would do this for like teacher interviews. This was like a thing we had on the morning news in middle school for the Bear News.
Barely holds anything.
Oh, that's what you'd use for that, those videos?
Yeah, we would go and take pictures of like if there was teacher of the week or whatever, we would go to her room and then we'd go back to the computer lab. We would take the floppy disk out.
Was there a reason why those were better than like a camcorder for those videos?
Because this was like pre SD card kind of era. It was just simple, like of getting the digital photo and then putting it onto the computer.
Got it.
Yeah. My uncle had this and I used this when I was
a kid. That's a great shelf piece.
But the pictures though are such, they're digital, but they're such shitty quality because it's like 5 megabits per a floppy disk. So you're getting,
you know, when you take a picture off your phone, like you use an app for like a vintage picture app and you use that and it looks like shit. It looks like you use an app. You can never match what like a disposable camera or a film camera can do. That's probably what this picture looks like. It just looks like you can throw an app on it.
3 megapixel resolution.
Jesus.
It's God, a it's lousy
like,
photo.
It's like the Razor. You remember you take a selfie on a Razor?
Yes.
That little fucking camera. I'm pretty sure that was a 0.3 megapixel.
It's so annoying with like, I have a Sidekick too that like I just have around the house.
Which is so sad. I'm so jealous you have one.
The photos you take on it though, you can't get them off the Sidekick. Like there's no SD card. There's no cord to like extract a file. You had to have a T-Mobile account. Like it's all completely expired. The link of getting the photos off is impossible unless you truly opened it up in Wired.
You can't upload it. You can't upload it anywhere.
It's impossible. It's impossible. Why?
Even like a photo bucket, like those old sites that like had.
Unless.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Progressive. Insurance isn't a one-size-fits-all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy, or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for your car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
I completely switched my account over to T-Mobile and try to get a Sidekick 2 activated, but I feel like it's like, you know how certain phones, they go, we're not recognizing this, and you cannot reactivate it?
Yeah. Damn, that sucks.
It does suck, because I'll be like, it's so cool to like have a upload of like, a Sidekick 2.
You know what?
Picks.
I bet you, dude, I bet you T-Mobile is going to come out with one for fun.
Yes.
Where like you can actually use it and it's updated. People are going to buy it and then they're never going to sell it again. It's like a one-time thing, which dude, they would sell the shit out of those
if they put it out. If Apple came out with that right now, would you switch to that?
The thing is the keyboard, I don't really need the keyboard.
That's not an Apple product. Like Apple, if Apple put that out, it won't look like that. It doesn't look like an Apple product. T-Mobile has to put that product out because it looks like a fucking...
Imagine it Apple-fied.
Okay, I would love it.
No.
Maybe I'd have it just at home and it's almost like a borderline iPad type thing or like an iPod Touch type thing where it's like I can like surf the web and do stuff, but I don't need it to take calls.
Like, yeah, that's what makes it so cool is that like Android looking, that feel like that's what makes it like...
The Sidekick 2, I feel like, was like the best one.
Even did you have the one that lit up like that?
Sidekick 3 with the cursor ball. That was cool, but this one was just the product of envy. If you had this, your parents like were splurging on you.
The raccoon-haired scene bitches would have that shit on a keychain hanging from their side.
It just was a status symbol.
Yes. You knew they were so bad.
And then there was the Sidekick ID. That one didn't have a camera. I know all the Sidekicks. There was Sidekick LX.
Oh, you can get a Sidekick spiced apple now. Seltzer.
I kind of miss the home button on the iPhone.
The button?
The fingerprint.
I'm glad that went away.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Dude, either it's a button or just give me the screen. Like that, I didn't like that.
I feel like it used to be a proper button and then it was just this like button.
That was like a haptic.
It's like an unneeded. Yes. It was like... Like you didn't really need it. They were just like there because, this is our symbol.
That was my first iPhone.
Yeah. What iPhone was your first phone?
iPhone 4.
The one right after iPhone 4, the one after the 3GS, like when it was not, it was more of a brick and it was less of that curved back. Yep. Yeah. This one. And I had it in white. Yeah. That was my first. And it wasn't until like my sophomore year of college.
It's crazy how the outside of it looks like pretty new, like pretty updated. And then when you look at the screen, you're like, oh God.
You might get kind of emotional about, like, we built our careers off those, phones.
So weird.
Yeah. And it all looked different when we were grinding on it, you know? And, like, we've seen it grow, but, like, and that's loops, what we were looking at. And
the
like,
loops we would have to do to make shit work off of, like, what we, because now you have access to everything. But, like, even though we had an iPhone, there was still limited access to like the shit that you wanted to do still. Yeah.
I get really emotional looking at the original like icon widget things for all the apps.
Yeah.
That for some reason makes me weirdly emotional. Cause like you don't notice them changing. It's like growing.
Yeah.
And like seeing like a relative that's aged, like you
don't notice it until you see like older pictures.
You remember it, but you accept it and you just move on and like, yeah. Wow.
Again, like these, I can see it coming back.
The notes app, old yellow notebook.
Do you know what my apps look like?
Oh.
Do you do that whole like monochrome thing?
I hate.
No, mine's pretty cool. Jared, I'm going to airdrop it to you right now and you can pull up my home screen.
Apple was so late to that. Like I remember wanting to customize everything.
You had to jailbreak it.
I used to jailbreak my phone.
Yeah.
But now once they released it, I'm like, I'm gonna keep it stock.
Oh, what, Matt, that's sick.
Yeah. Isn't that pretty cool?
How'd you do that?
I bought like a icon pack that was like vintage things. And then I also hate like the text of the icons underneath. Cause I think it's so like redundant. Like obviously I know that's TikTok. You don't need to tell me that's TikTok. And like, for Instagram, you know, it's just kind of like pixelated. That's photos. That's email. Like I wanted it to look like an old school Windows phone.
I didn't know you can buy an app icon pack. Like,
yeah, you can. But like Cameo, I always got to keep up because I need to know when I have to do cameos and I got to see the notifications because when you change, you use the shortcuts.
The notifications will change too. Yeah. Like,
scroll down all the way to the bottom though for like my phone, like in the internet and music, that's Spotify on the right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, just something to do when you're bored, but it takes a while to do. But yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's nice. And it's like, it's funny because it's something that only you're going to see.
Yeah.
And like you're spending all that time, like just putting it together, but it's like no one else is going to see it but you.
That's how I feel about the PC build that I just did that I sent you, Matt.
Yes.
Bro, it makes me so, like I'm looking at it right now. It makes me so happy.
Describe to the people what you did.
So I have like a fully built PC that I did like a few years ago. And it was in like one of those like RGB, like clear cases that looks like, you know, a futuristic gaming computer. But I bought this, here, Jared, I'll text you a picture of it. I bought this case for it that looks like an old, you know, that yellowy plastic, like old computer that you grew up with.
Yes.
I bought one of those and I switched all of the internals from my PC build and put it into.
Oh, it's like that off-white. Yeah, I love that.
And I put it into.
Ooh, that keyboard. I know you're having fun with that keyboard.
Oh, feels so good.
And I bought this exact same casing for my gaming PC.
I have it
in my garage, but I've never switched it over because I also just don't use my gaming PC. I'm just going to wait until one day I'm like bored and make the flip. But I do have this exact casing in my garage.
It's so cool.
And I think sometimes like PCs these days are so loud and obnoxious and like colorful
and also
looking.
Matt, what's really cool. Do you see the top of it where those, it's got like those slots.
Yes. You can modify them. I know.
So you can put old CD, like CD ROMs into those slots. You can put floppy disks,
headphone
into
jack
slots.
Type things. Yeah.
And anything you want.
You can,
yeah.
But you can also don't even need to make them work, but the aesthetic just looks cool. Cause it makes it look like you can buy broken ones, but it just looks like, oh, this is age.
Until your kid wants to play a game, just shoving it in there. It's not working.
And all those old stickers, I'm going to get those old little tiny, you know, the stickers that would be on the front of the computer.
Yes, like the decals of like saying Intel or like, the little compact thing.
IBM.
Uh-huh. Get them all.
Dude, my dad had his IBM laptop, I swear, for so fucking long. Like I was so surprised that it was still working. And he was so fine with it,
running at
like a fucking 0.1 speed. Like, dude. He was so fine with it. He just got so used to it. When I got him a new laptop, he couldn't believe how fast like tech can be.
Yeah. Like the startup is.
That thing was.
Oh my God. I had that exact same Dell on the right. That was our family computer. That exact one.
Ooh, all right. Well, it's time to land this plane. What a crazy episode.
A turbulent ride.
Very turbulent. Again, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zany Heath Unfiltered. As always, you can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling and you get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. You get early access, ad-free, a bonus episode every month, a live Q&A every month. Again, it's on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Unwind, we'll see you in 5 seconds. We love you so much and peace and blessings. See you next week.
Y'all.
We love you, Dolly. We love you, Tim.
Dolly, Tim.
Rest in paradise.
Fucking love you.
Toodles.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.